In the right hands, comedy is a universal communicator, and classic comedies from an earlier era, even if they're set long ago and far away and told in a different language, can still hit the funny bone. Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment tells one of those stories where everything gets hopelessly entangled, but you know it will all work out in the end, with plenty of laughs along the way. Brian Diedrich is the director of the Hawaii Opera Theater production, which runs this weekend in Honolulu. He told us about the show.
I think that's one of the great experiences with Donizetti, because there's something very modern. When I listen to the overture, in fact, I get a real sense of, 1930s or 1940s jazz riffs at certain points. And the humor, I suppose humor works all the time. A pratfall is a pratfall is a pratfall.
Yeah.
And what with us doing the dialogues in English and the music in French, you have that great opportunity to play back and forth. And yes, there's definitely a North American sensibility to some of the humor, but I don't think it's off the mark from what would have happened in a production that Donizetti himself had overseen.
That's a trick with any kind of period production of a comedy, to get to the universal aspects of humor. The pratfall is a pratfall.
Well, and trying to tie this in, for me at least, to a Hawaii audience, there are certain Hawaiian references in the piece, because truly I think this piece is early operetta. It sort of got a jump in the field ahead of Gilbert and Sullivan, but it's in that vein. The fact that there is spoken dialogue, of course, but also this is that traditional love story out of the Commedia dell'arte tradition, but then you begin to play around with the details and with the fun of it, and hopefully we've taken that in the right direction for our crowd.
You have the whole idea of the girl raised among men, the tomboy kind of finding her female identity.
And I think that's one of the fun parts, and what an appropriate time for us to be doing.
And what more universal subject.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's nice just to see the show that it's nobody dies. It is on her terms. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are forces that work against her, but you never, ever doubt from the opening moments of the overture that all will be well and that Marie, the true daughter of the regiment, will end up just fine.
There's something refreshing about having that knowledge as you go through a show, that nobody's going to die, that you're not going to get your heart broken.
I do an awful lot of operas, of course, and the tragedies and the dramatic pieces are, in a way, easier to do because there's that great big arc of sadness that goes from beginning to end. And they always say comedy is the hardest thing, but it's exhilarating to be able to play around with these notions and ideas and to focus on having a good, fun evening for people where they can forget what's going on in the rest of the world for a night and just enjoy themselves.
Well, yeah, because it's not hard to get sorrow out of an audience when the person they've fallen in love with just died. Oh,
this is probably not the piece for this, but for me, the ultimate goal in theater is when you can make people laugh and cry in the same evening.
Sure.
The greatest sound in a crackling noise in the audience is somebody opening up their purse and bringing out a Kleenex to wipe away a tear, and then have a pratfall shortly thereafter and get the laughter as well.
Which and life gives us those opportunities to jump from one extreme of feeling to the other.
Yes, but, you know, on a Friday night or a Sunday afternoon or whatever, sometimes you just want to let something wash over you, to lose yourself in it, and to simply have fun. That the great moral lessons to be learned from Daughter of the Regiment, if you can find them, please let me know what they are, because this is not that kind of piece.
So you can assure the audience it would be an evening free of life-changing moral lessons.
Well, it depends on who's in the audience, I suppose. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a good time.
But you're going to have a good time without a, without a life-changing moral lesson.
Yeah, I'll go back to the life-changing moral lessons on the next show.
Sure, sure. Well, there's always time for that, right? The well-known theatrical maxim that comedy is much tougher. Why do you think that is?
Part of it is in the timing. It is two jokes aren't funny, but three can be. Mm-hmm. A pratfall is not funny unless somebody else is in on the game, the psychology that is behind it. Very often with the serious work, you go into somebody's head, whether this is Shakespeare or opera or a modern piece, and you are delving into the psychology of them. With comedy, there's a whole different brittleness, a certain edge to it, and you have to figure out how to make that work, both for your own comic sensibilities, but be in touch with the comic sensibilities of the audience as well.
Well, absent some knowledge of who the character is falling down, a pratfall is just a fall. unless it's somebody that's a pompous, you know, blowhard and who's, you know, sort of you're hoping to deflate. I mean, you have to have some reason for that pratfall to be something other than somebody falling on his face, right?
And therefore, you have to build that whole story into it before you can lead up to said banana peel slip or whatever. Yeah. So it's a different process, a different development. I find it's amazing. You've got some people who are geniuses at comedy but must never play Radames or Aida, mm-hmm. and other people who can do anything comically, and they can make that transfer. It is just – it's a different – key, a different trick in the box.
Going back to what you said about the timing of comedy being essential, and that's something on which everyone agrees, but we've all seen jokes that had you waited a half second would have been funnier or would have been less funny, and that's very inexact science, isn't it? You know, when to drop that punchline. How long the setup should be before you deliver the laugh.
Well, right? It's one of the most difficult things in opera because, of course, the composer sets the times, sets the beats, sets all of that. So you have to connect to his or her comic sensibilities. And then the other difficulty, I think, with opera or theater is that you have to wait until you've got that number one component, the audience, there with you. Yeah. So we can rehearse something for days and days and we think that it's funny, but until you actually have an audience there, that you're not entirely sure. So with our dress rehearsal, this was our first opportunity with Daughter of the Regiment to have a full audience with us. And you can just see people's brains turning on the stage going, okay, that works. That needs, as you just said, the extra beat or whatever. So Jake Gardner, who plays the Sulpice in the show, he says, I'm always best with my 20th performance of a comic role because you finally get that dynamic between yourself and the audience in place.
And for performers and for you as a director, there's a kind of an extrasensory understanding of where an audience is at, right? You're kind of in the back of the room sensing whether they're with it or not.
Well, for me, I was telling somebody at our dress rehearsal that that's the most nervous performance for me because it's as much as me trying to gauge the audience. I'm more in trying to be more in tune to with what they are doing than I am with the people on stage and figuring out, Is our dynamic working? Are we connected to each other? So let's hope.
Well, how's it feel?
I'm really pleased at the moment. It's as I said, I'm doing this show for the first time. Most of the performers are doing the show for the first time, and so there's been all of these discoveries along the way. And yeah, I'm having a really fun time with this crowd here in Hawaii.
Brian Diedrich is the director of the Hawaii Opera Theater production of Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment, which runs this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall.